Jobless Americans are concerned about the high unemployment rate.
If Mitt Romney comes in the House, he's going to have to get these brothers, these young black men and old black men jobs.
Larry Gwynn, a small business owner, says economic uncertainty makes him reluctant to hire new workers.
I just see more and more unemployment and everything in the country, and that's not good for America.
Some Ohio voters, including Catholic priest Joseph Rujak, say jobs are available.
I don't see people terribly disturbed by the unemployment rate. There are opportunities for simple jobs, low-paying jobs.
Ohio businessman Gus Hoyes says the job market is getting better, but he's not sure if President Obama should get credit for the change.
There is a positive upflow. Is that an effect of what Obama has done in the last 4 years? Again, for me, it's still hard. It's still hard to determine if that's something that has been caused by his leadership.
Voters will look more at the unemployment trend rather than at the exact level, says University of Mary Washington political scientist Chad Murphy.
What's important is the trend. Do you feel like things have gotten better for you?
That's why President Obama says the economy was losing hundreds of thousands of jobs a month when he took office, but is now gaining jobs. Rival Mitt Romney says the recovery is weak, and he blames Mr. Obama's economic policies. Being jobless at a time of high unemployment makes people more likely to vote, says Princeton University's Matthew Incantalupo. He spoke with VOA via Skype.
Experiencing job loss, going through unemployment, is actually a mobilizing phenomenon. Individuals who experience unemployment when and where the unemployment rate is high are more likely to turn out to vote than we'd expect had they not gone through job loss.
High unemployment is usually a big problem for the incumbent. And Cantalupo says that may be softened in this case because the jobless are disproportionately young or members of minority groups, and they tend to be Obama supporters. Recent data showing a slight drop in the jobless numbers brought allegations that government officials had manipulated the data to help President Obama. Tracking unemployment is an inexact science, says University of Michigan researcher Don Grimes via Skype.
I don't believe that there was any indication that these numbers, while unusual, that they were statistically not valid.
Do you have rhubarb?
Grimes says news stories and politicians make too big a deal out of slight changes in the unemployment numbers, which he says probably do not show much actual change in the economy. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.